and entertainment center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 hosting a private event. Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com. Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-tune boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Tip Tooley Road Rage, you want in 654-7627. Lots to get to. Before we get going, let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth Wood Thompson, the original owner, you know, they stayed true to all those original recipes. Tom's was wildly successful before Brock and Beth bought them. Now they're even better. They stayed true to all those original recipes. They added a few things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just, you know, insanely good. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. They're also the home for the Cheerwine National Championship sauce. You know, when you hear that, you think, man, that sounds good. When you taste it, you realize it actually tastes even better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, old Carolina, new Carolina. I don't know how many people have written me about that sauce. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. They toss them in any of the sauces, fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. This is Tom's Barbecue. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner Garlington Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Go see them. I promise you'll thank me later. It is Tom's Barbecue. Above me on the monitor, I'm coming back to you, Robert and Matt, in 1 second. Above me on the monitor, they're debating whether every call needs to be reviewed now because of the Saints game call.
You can't spend
days
after the game doing that.
Well, and that's what happened in the Patriots game. You know, at one point we were adults in the society and we just realized that officials were part of the game. And when they make a mistake, you just have to be better. Again, I'm going to go to the Patriots. You know, they were put down 27-24 when the Kansas City Chiefs scored on a blatantly illegal pick play way too far down the field, blatantly illegal. You know, you had to be blind to miss it, and it put the Chiefs up. And the Chiefs could have whined, or the Patriots could have whined and quit, like the Saints, apparently. And then they could have lost, too. And you know, Rona, here's how consistent I am on it. I wrote on Twitter, yeah, it's a bad call. So what? I wrote, you want to win? Outperform it. You know, that's my deal. You know, there was still plenty of time for New England to win the game if they were better. And they did. You know who didn't? New Orleans. New Orleans had plenty of opportunities to overcome that. First of all, much of their problems were their own doing with their insanity. Look, right now, you have this on Twitter. You have New Orleans Saints statements from Saints owner Gail Benson. It's like it's paragraphs and paragraphs of whining. Just shut up. Dan Wolkin, who I don't generally agree with, actually has it right. He wrote, no statement about her coach throwing the ball on first down. Ding, 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 ding. Exactly. You know, worry about the things you can control. Worry about why you threw the ball on first down. Why you didn't force the Rams to use their timeouts. Why you were so stupid. Worry about that, because that's why you lost as much as anything. That's why you lost. You know, the truth is, had the DB had any ball awareness, that should have been an interception. I mean, honestly, Breeze threw three balls in a row that should have been picked. I mean, the lollipop that he threw downfield that was caught by Teddy Ginn, I mean, that ball was just a gift to the Rams secondary. They had zero ball awareness on that because that should have been picked. I mean, we never even should have got to that point. But the point is, the Saints had plenty of opportunity. They were their own worst enemy with the play calling down near the goal line. They did not force the Rams to use a timeout in the first down call. And even after all that, they still went up. They still had a chance to keep the Rams from going down the field in their building with a young quarterback and tying the thing up. And then they still had another chance even once the Rams tied it up in overtime if Breeze could have been Brady. But you know what? He's not. He's not. For all his greatness, he's not Tom Brady. And quite honestly, he got outplayed by a kid in his own stadium. Sorry. Back to Robert. Robert, appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, not a problem. The other thing was golf. You know, golf was looking shakier and shakier as that game went on. There towards, you know, in the fourth quarter, he had some receivers that were starting to get some separation, and he wasn't hitting them. The one play where, you know, he had guys all around him. But my God, could you ask for a more perfect pocket, a horseshoe-shaped pocket? Everybody was blocked. He could have stepped up. He had a guy, I think it was Woods, running free in the middle, and he threw the ball away because he started panicking.
Yeah, but I honestly, Robert, this is the one place, and normally I agree with almost all of what you said, but this is the one place I'll disagree a little. I thought Goff settled in pretty nicely after the rough start in that environment, and I thought he was throwing the ball with authority and that he was on target. I thought he made some incredible throws. Now, I do think he missed a throw or two late, one that was behind his receiver, where had he put it out, or one that was in front, had he hit him in stride, it was Woods, I think, he probably would have scored. But for the most part, I actually think he outperformed Drew Brees. I thought Brees looked old. I thought Brees' throws had nothing on them. at all. I think it was a really disappointing performance by Drew Brees in his home stadium, and it may signify that we're coming to an end there, because I thought Goff actually threw the ball with much more authority than Brees did. One thing I will say, I've seen them all, college, high school, pros. I'm not sure I've ever heard a stadium as loud as that. I mean, we're all hearing it through the TV, obviously, but I'm not sure I've ever seen a crowd impact a game as much as that one, and they never let up. You know, there's this notion that was expressed by McVay that they weren't worried about it because they felt that, you know, that they would quiet them or that they would let up eventually. Those people never let up. They're jacked up on 151 Hurricanes or whatever it is, but they didn't. There was no let up. They were, that crowd in New Orleans was unbelievable, and I thought in the early part of that game, that crowd almost totally took the Rams out. I mean, and quite honestly, you know, again, if the Saints want to blame anybody, blame themselves for their failures in not converting touchdowns on those trips to the red zone. They settled for field goals early, and that's what kept the Rams around.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more about that crowd. I mean, when is the NFL going to get smart and start doing some sideline signaling that everybody can see, you know, and to avoid that crowd? Because, man, you are absolutely right. I've never seen a crowd affect a game like that. And I'm 52 years old. I've been watching a lot of football over the years, and I've never seen a crowd affect a game like that.
No, the crowd deserves credit, because I thought the crowd played a lot better than the Saints did. I mean, the crowd was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think, Drew Brees, you know, great, great, great career. But, yeah, I think you're right. He's starting to show his age a little bit. The overtime rules. You know, I don't necessarily dislike what's going on right now. You know, the only thing I ever had a problem with sudden death was the coin toss. And the new way they're doing it is, you know, kind of at least a little bit taking the coin toss out of it and basically saying, okay, you know, if you're good enough to hold them to a field goal, we're going to give you the ball and let you try it once. If you can't hold them to a field goal, then, you know, the game's probably over anyway. And that's all I had, Walt, and I'll take your comments
on
that.
Yeah, I addressed that early in the show, and I think that the numbers are pretty obvious. I mean, it is way more difficult to go on offense and score a first touchdown than it is to get a stop defensively. Way more difficult. Again, if you look at the two games that were played, I believe this is true. The Saints, Rams, and Chiefs, three of the four top offenses in all football, combined for one single drive that was 75 yards or more. One out of like 30, whatever it was. All right. The great Patrick Mahomes was 0 for 6. In getting the ball 75 yards or more away from a score, 0 for 6. The truth is, the only complaint about overtime is it's Brady. It's Brady did it three times, so we need to change the rule. No, you just need to accept the fact that Brady is better than you. That's it. It's not about the rule. The rule's fine. It's about the guy. Drew Brees had the ball through an interception. All right. Had the ball through an interception. Hall of Fame quarterback, couldn't deliver. This is the point. This is, you want to Brady-proof the game. We don't like the results, so we want to Brady-proof the game. We've seen it in the past with other great athletes. Again, the mound was lowered because of Bob Gibson's brilliance. We've seen basketball lanes changed because of, and rules changed because of guys like Chamberlain and Russell. And now, fundamentally, people want to change the overtime rule because of Brady. Because it has nothing to do with any other player. None. Because no other player could have done it. None. None did. I mean, none did. You had three of the greatest offensive teams in football, and none of them could drive the ball 75 yards. I believe that those three teams combined for one single drive of 75 yards. One. Tom Brady engineered four. himself. So, including the last two drives, one with 2 minutes left, which apparently we're going to outlaw, and one to start the overtime. Patrick Mahomes was 0 for 6. And I got a newsflash for you. Had he got the ball first, the Patriots still get a win. They probably would have turned him over, sacked him. They would have wound up with the ball at midfield. They were still going to win. Patrick Mahomes wasn't leading any 75-yard touchdown drive in that situation. He just wasn't. I mean, you watch them all game, you know that. I mean, there's zero evidence to support it. Again, 0 for 6 during the game in those circumstances. 0 for 6. Two of the Chiefs' scoring drives went 23 and 40 yards. And so, you know, that's the truth about all that. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. How about you?
Good, Matt.
Two things.
Appreciate you getting in.
Big O, don't call in here talking about Tennessee is going to be right back up there in 3 years. That's exactly what Gamecock fans told me when Seasberg got hired. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Second of all, to address the Corey Miller situation, Corey, I know Corey. I've met Corey several times. Corey, I don't think can say anything positive. I don't think he just can't do it. He cannot say Clemson is just better. He just can't do it.
And you know what? You know what? I understand that. Guy was a great player. He played for South Carolina. I honestly understand that. It's like the rest of the world, really.
Well, I understand that, but when somebody beats you by four touchdowns,
oh yeah,
and again, back on the radio station, you know, and the next night, and because I listened to it on this station over the webcast, he didn't report for the M&M day on Wednesday.
Okay,
he had an excuse, so he's kind of ducked people, and now he's deleted his Twitter account, so he's ducking even more people. So it makes you look kind of like, I just can't take it. These people are right. I'm wrong. He just can't take it. You know, and I mean, if you can't take it and you're in this business, because that's what he does. He does TV and radio. Well, he did radio. He did TV. He does TV. If you can't do that, if you can't take it when your team gets beat by four touchdowns. Now, you're right. His son is a very good ball player. His son was never going to go to Clemson. And I think at one time, I think his son would have gone to Clemson. But from what I understood, there was no way he was going to go to Clemson no matter what. That decision wasn't ultimately going to be all his son's. It was going to be a little bit of his. And you know, he wanted the best football situation for his son. And that's fine if that's what you want. But I think sometimes, you know, and that goes to another whole subject. But my thing is, he's just one of those guys, you just can't say it. Clemson is just better right now and is a better program. And I have friends who are like that. They're already saying we're going to win 9 games next year. In case they haven't looked at that schedule, they'll be lucky to go 5-7 with that schedule next year.
Yeah, that schedule's brutal, no question about it.
Yep. The schedule's awful. Yep. I mean, they need to see if they can switch with Furman or somebody. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's what you'll say. You know, it just, if you're going to own up to it, just take it like a man. Because you talk about being a man and doing all this stuff. And then when somebody beats you like that, you can't take it. You know, I could take it. I mean, when we got beat 5 years in a row, I took it. Did I like it? No. I thought Vanderbilt had moved to Columbia for a little while because there were all these 5 stickers. It was like, really? This is all y'all got to celebrate in these 5 years? As good a football team as you have. Is beating Clemson. And that's the one thing Spurrier told them. You know, have a great one, Walt.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I have no idea as to some of those things. Like, I have no idea as to Corey Miller's Twitter status, nor do I have any idea as to the recruitment of his son at the time or, you know, why he missed a particular show. I'm not going to jump to any of those conclusions. All I'll say is, you know, I think his son's a really talented player. I think there's no question Alabama missed him because they didn't have any outside pass rush. And he's the only guy who gave them that ingredient. But at the same time, I have heard some of that conversation. And And Clemson's just better. I mean, again, 44-16 is dominance. That's not accidental. You can't spin 44-16 without sounding stupid. I mean, 27-24, you might be able to spin that, but you can't spin 44-16. It's just an A-kicking, period. Clemson is better. No one who watched that game who doesn't have a vested interest would come away saying, well, those are two even teams, and Bama had a bad day. No, that's not what I saw. What I saw was one team was distinctly better than the other, period. And you could have played it on any day, and the result was going to be the same. Oh, maybe the margin would have differed some, but fundamentally, the result was going to be the same. Clemson was just a better team than Alabama this year, period. End of story. Better. Better on that championship night. Better had you moved the championship night a week later, or a week later than that, or a week later than that. Clemson just better, period. As to the rest of that stuff, as I said, I don't know anything about it. Vol Nation, I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch. Celebrate a special occasion if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks, man. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. Fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. The chili cheese fries, Ramona. Tester 940 wants us to know that we must try them. They're on my must list. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online. CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. 226-9400. We're late. Quick break. I'll be back.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well will be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray.
Walt up to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming to you in the phone. Just to continue with that, the Robert's point about the overtime thing again. You know, again, the defense wins most of these battles. Almost all of them. It's almost impossible to drive the ball 75 yards. That's the bottom line in it. Especially in that type of circumstance. And so, you know, frequently the defense gets an advantage because they'll actually be the one that winds up with the field position. And we act like they're not going to get the ball. No, they're going to get the ball if you play defense. You know, like everybody did against every 75-yard drive in both football games. Again, it's my belief that there was one 75-yard drive executed by the other three best offenses in football out of like 30 tries. One. You know, so Brady had four himself. I believe that's right. Four. I'm pretty sure it's right. He had the two at the end, and I believe he had two, the two in the first half were both over 75 yards. The one at the end of regulation, the one to start overtime. He had four, and the other three quarterbacks had one. And it's a rule issue? I mean, honestly, that's beyond counterintuitive. It's not a rule issue. It's a Brady issue. And then it becomes a rule issue. And that's the way it is. I mean, and I think it's inarguable. I'm pretty sure. You know, we're talking about one guy. The rule works fine. The rule worked just fine the Saints game. The rule works fine. I mean, is it how I would do it? No. Again, I don't like the arbitrary nature of it. But that's a totally different argument. It's an argument for a different day. So I hope that answers your question. Vol Nation, an SC Pats fan. Vol Nation.
What's up, Walt? How you doing, man?
How you doing, Vol Nation?
I'm doing great, man. It's good sitting on top of the world right now, you know. Number one in the nation.
How about that?
University of Tennessee basketball. About time they got it right. They've been missing it for about 3 weeks. But it's all good, you know.
They've been missing it for about 3 weeks. You're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm impressed with Duke, but you know, still, you know, you got Zion and you got, you know, a couple other guys. And I mean, those guys are probably going to be in the first round draft picks and all that. But like I said, when you lose to an unranked Syracuse and, you know, you lose to Gonzaga, who we beat, somehow you're above us. I have no idea. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the good news. In basketball, it all plays out on the court. And we'll find out.
And that's true.
We'll find out who the best team is at the end. It'll be the team that wins it.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just, you know, looking at it. It's been a long time since Tennessee sat at the top. And finally getting a little recognition. And, you know, now it's just go out there playing basketball, you know, and this is a maturity aspect for us to be able to go out there and play week in and week out.
I think there are about six teams. You know, whether we believe in Michigan or Michigan State, you know, those two teams are part of it. I think that Kansas is playing better basketball, even though they lost at West Virginia. They won't get Azubuike back, but I think that Tennessee and Duke and Virginia and Gonzaga, you know, these are all teams that are going to be factors in the end.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's just going to be a fun time. I like seeing good competition, and you got some great teams out there, and I'm excited to see Tennessee be one of them. I am kind of sad for the poor Saints. You know, they say sometimes officiating can affect games, but I mean, I could have made that call. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. You know, you didn't want to put yourself in that situation, but it happened, and you couldn't play defense, couldn't stop them. They kicked the field goal, you went over, you lose, whatever. You know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Yep. But anyway, the last thing I would say, I was listening to a caller, I guess, maybe a time ago. I don't know who called in earlier because I just kind of started listening. And I guess there was a Tennessee fan that called in or whatever, and he was talking about the next 2 or 3 years that maybe we can be back on top. I don't know what all he said. And there was a caller that came in and tried to really compare us to South Carolina. Now, I'm okay with you saying, oh, you know, I've heard that before, blah, blah, blah. That's cool. We're going to have to prove it on the field. And he's doing some special things.
Vol Nation, just to clarify, that's just a big O deal, right? Always insane, right? So
okay.
I'm going to treat him as such. I'm not going to give him any, you know, he's just trying to get a little edge. He's not going to get a little edge here. It really wasn't about your Vols or what I think they can be. Because I actually think that in general, they're headed in the right direction. You know, I still want to see how the hirings work out, but I think in general, right, headed in the right direction.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I'm excited about the program. He's recruiting like crazy, and there's some shifting going on, and he's wanting better recruiters as well as continuing to have good coaching. He's bringing in some quality guys. I think he has a potential at National Signing Day because there's some 5 and 4 stars out there, really quality guys that are, especially since Alabama's, you know, just a mess right now and a few other things going on. We can actually pull a top 10 team, which would be incredible for this year, especially going what we went last year at 5-7. But I'm excited about this year. But like I said, don't ever try to compare us to South Carolina. we're not even in their stratosphere. When they went 800 games, you know, as a school, when they got more than 16 SEC championships, when they got 6 national titles, then they can kind of see us a little bit, but they're not even anywhere close. So you might have to compare us to somebody else that actually sits in that category, because not many teams that have 800 victories as a program. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's true.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I appreciate you. Love the show. And go Vols, man.
Thank you, Vol Nation. Appreciate the call. And going back again for 1 second, remember, football is unique too. I mean, you can score on defense and you can impact the game and you can impact your field position and all those things. South Carolina Pats fan, what's going on?
How you doing, Mr. Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks, sir. Hey, first of all, man, Friday, I was having kind of a hard day. And I was really looking forward to the show. Boy, I was so excited. I was thinking, man, Walt, man, the show will make me feel better. It'll be okay. Walt boosts me up about my boys. It's all going to be all right. I turned on about 3:10. I heard Tiki and Turnkey. I was like, oh, man. Tiki, no, Walt.
Turnkey.
What am I going to do?
Hey, man, I told you Thursday how it was going to be.
Listen, man, I know you told me and I heard you and it registered. I was just excited Friday and hoping you would be. I don't know. I know I heard it Thursday. But, man, I was so disappointed Friday. But anyway, it's okay.
It all worked out.
I just wanted to just say thank you, man. You guys' show is so amazing.
Well,
it really
that.
Is. Every day we look forward to hearing you. I listen to all the other shows and they're good too, but there's just something about when Walt comes on, man. I don't know. It lights my day up, bro.
Well, I appreciate the kind words.
I wanted to go back over both of the games. I think the Saints and the Rams game, I hear everyone keep saying that one call determined that game. But, man, I know it was a bad call. It was a terrible call. But I don't know that that call was any terrible than them goofball plays that they decided to run where Gill was the quarterback and, like, you know, I mean, there was more to it than just those decisions.
Sure there were. And again,
or those calls.
And we've also seen all the video evidence. It's in all these threads that are being posted right now of all the bad calls that were made in the Saints' favor that went against the Rams. And so that's the point. That is going to happen. That's a part of the game. Unless they start reviewing every play, which we have nitwits talking about doing now. But other than that, it's part of the game, and you have to overcome it. Again, when Kansas City scored to take the lead, they did it on a blatant illegal pick play that everybody saw except the officials.
Yep.
Well, you know, again, I wrote on Twitter, look, the Patriots could have quit. I mean, Belichick was throwing things. They could have quit. You know who didn't quit? Brady. When they took the lead on that illegal pick play, all Brady knew was he needed to score again to win. And guess what he did?
Well, there was two minutes and three seconds on the clock.
Right. He went and scored again. Right. He went and scored again, and he overcame it. And that's what great teams do. The human element's part of the game. If you want to be great, you overcome it when it goes against you. The Patriots did.
The Saints
didn't.
And Kansas City's biggest mistake, I've not heard anyone talk about all day, and that was when old buddy was offsides in the drive that would have ended it.
Yeah, he was lined up offsides.
Hey, look, he was dang near half a yard.
Yeah, they made enough mistakes. I mean, you know, the Andy Reid timeout, which essentially wound up giving the Patriots the ball back in the first half and allowed him to score again, was a big mistake in the game as well. You know. But look, at the end of the day, I mean, in just watching the games, my eyes told me the two best teams won. Now, I predicted those two teams would win. So, you know, I wanted that to be true. But the two road teams both dominated the running category. They both dominated the yardage. I mean, dominate is a little bit of a stretch in the Saints game. The Rams are about 400 yards. The Saints are about 300 yards. But in the Kansas City-New England game, I mean, the Patriots had 530 yards, and Kansas City had 290. So, you know, it's almost impossible to even argue that the better team didn't win that game. 530 to 290 is pretty clear is better.
Well, one more point, Walt, and I'm going to let you have it. Last time that Clemson won the championship, my boys won the championship too, so hopefully we fall right in line again.
There you go.
Have a great day, Walt.
Thank you, South Carolina Pats fan. New England had 36 first downs and Kansas City had 18. Think about that. 36 first downs. It's just incredible. You know, and so I picked those two teams before the start of the year, so I wanted them to win. And I stayed with those picks. By the way, we haven't missed a playoff game. We're 6-0 straight up and 4-1 against the spread because I didn't offer a spread pick on that first Kansas City Indy game. I was concerned about what they were saying about the weather, and I let that influence me. I should have made the pick anyway, but we've hit all six games straight up, 6-0, and hit the and 4-1 against the spread, and had the Rams in New England playing in the Super Bowl before the year. So not too shabby, I guess. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Todd, I'm coming to you. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. That's all they do. Roofs. They're roofers. They don't do garages. They don't do bathrooms. They do roofs. And they do it better than anybody else. You know, what's the most important element of your home? You may think it's your, I don't know, antique furniture living room. No, because if it starts to rain, your antique furniture becomes driftwood. You know, the most important element of your home is your roof, as Ramona found when her house started to rain. It's also vital from an appearance standpoint. You want a roof that is well integrated into your home, into the surroundings. The right choice of shingles, the professional element. You get all this at Gilstrap Roofing. You know, if you have an issue, first of all, they'll give you a free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. This is who they are. It's Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. Call him. Tell him I say it's the way this deal works. Todd, you're up first. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. Quick break.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Love that song. I'm no angel, Greg Allman. This is amazing. I'm actually going to agree with Dan Wolkin twice in one day. I don't think that's ever happened before. I'm virtually certain of it, since I'm not sure I've ever agreed with him once, period. So if
this
I agree
is
with,
weird.
Yeah, if I agree with him twice today, that's a game changer. He wrote in response to some of the Saints stuff, he wrote, the Rams played a better football game. The Saints obviously could have won, but I don't think the refs decided it. I just think that's right. I just think it is. I mean, in this world we live in that, you know, we're whiny. We're babies. We want to change everything. We want to now examine every play. Exactly how will you do that? I mean, what's your plan? I'm curious what the plan will be to review every play. How long will the football games be exactly? You know, it's unbelievable how many geniuses we have after you watch it in slow motion 10 times. Because I think, to use a baseball cliche, it was like a bang bang play when you saw it live. You might have thought, well, that looked like interference, but you weren't sure. You knew on review when you saw it 10 times or 100 times. And then that was the play that decided the game, ignoring all the other plays that were in the game. You know, I mean, all those plays decided the game. And the truth is, the Saints just didn't make enough of them. The Saints just weren't good enough. You're playing at home. You're one of the greatest offenses in the game. You have to put up more than 300 yards of offense. Again, the Saints are in the 290s, I believe. And you have to win that game. You had a big lead. You didn't convert in the red zone early in the game when you had opportunities. You came away with field goals. You knew then that might cost you. And it did. But again, even after the alleged worst call of all time, you had the lead. And you couldn't stop the Rams from going down and tying it. Your defense didn't step up and stop the Rams in that circumstance from going down and tying it with a kid at quarterback playing in that environment. And then you went to overtime and your veteran quarterback got the ball and he threw an interception. So, and again, down near the goal line, look, all game, quite honestly, I didn't think Sean Payton had his best game. I think he took Drew Brees off the field too many times in circumstances that Aikman correctly pointed out. Even what worked during the regular year doesn't mean you do it now. Doesn't mean you do it now. And then down to the goal line, for some reason you're throwing on first down, known only to you. Incomplete pass, don't force the Rams to use the timeout. There's another reason the Rams are able to come down and get that field goal. You know, so I think that's right. I mean, look, I think if you watch the games, I think most people would have come away thinking, well, the Rams and Patriots were better. Because yardage-wise and running game-wise, they certainly were. You know, neither the Chiefs nor the Saints could run the ball at all. And I knew that. I thought that would be a big factor. We talked about it all week. Now, did I think the Rams would be more successful running than they were? Yeah. The Rams didn't exactly commit to running the ball. They went more air golf in the second half. And the Rams only rushed for like 78 yards, something like that. But believe it or not, the Saints only rushed for like 40. So the Rams basically doubled up the Saints' rushing yards. And, you know, in a game that just didn't produce a ton of yards, again, I believe the Saints were like right where the Chiefs were. They were both at like 290. In total offense. This is not where you expect the New Orleans Saints to be, especially against the Rams defense that given up was dead last in the NFL in yards per carry allowed against the run, although we saw improvement in that late. But it also really been just gashed all year. You expect the Saints to be better than that, and they weren't. And I think a big part of the reason is not just that the Saints couldn't run the ball, but I just didn't think Drew Brees was very good. I mean, he had no arm strength. Now, look, Drew Brees' career has not been about arm strength, to be fair. And he's one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. And I love Drew Brees. So, you know, I don't want to be that guy saying that. But he didn't have much on any of his throws. There were very few throws he made in that game that were decisive, authoritative throws with something on it. And even at his worst previously,
he would still have throws where he would find another gear. He'd get zip on the ball. That didn't happen. And I thought in terms of how they looked throwing the football, that Goff looked much more authoritative. And Goff had a lot more on all of his throws. And you would expect that. Goff is a bigger arm than Drew Brees, and Drew Brees is 40 years old. But for one of the first times, I actually did think Drew Brees looked a little old. I did not think he played very well. I didn't think the Saints played very well. Here's the biggest thing. The Saints failed to capitalize on that crowd. That crowd, I think, is unparalleled in the history of football. I mean, they never wavered. They were jacked up from the beginning right through the end. They never stopped. There was no let up. They were absolutely ruthless. And early in that game, they had the Rams stunned. The Rams were like a punch drunk boxer early in that game. They couldn't get anything going. They couldn't even pick up a first down. There was nothing. Meanwhile, the Saints were driving up and down the field. But the Saints settled for field goals. They couldn't fully take advantage of that crowd. They couldn't get off to the type of lead that they should have been off to. And as a result, eventually allowed the Rams to catch up. Now, they had a 2-score lead. I mean, they had a 2-touchdown lead. And they couldn't hold that. And those are the reasons they lost. It was their own failures. It wasn't an official's failure. I mean, if you want to just stick to that one thing, that's fine. If that's your narrative, that's fine. But the Saints lost because they weren't the better team. Other than that first quarter, you never felt like the rest of that game, well, the Saints are better. If you're watching, you thought the Rams were better. And it was just a matter of time. Well, it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of time. Todd in Salem. Todd, how are you?
I'm great. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yep, appreciate you getting in.
A couple of things. Yeah, thanks. A couple of things want to talk about. I heard Qualk Kelly's show earlier today, and maybe I just caught the end of that conversation. But one of their topics of conversation was the players don't get paid for overtime. And do you see that ever being an issue in the NFL? I mean,
collegiately,
I don't know.
Collegiately, yeah. I mean, I don't think college players who presumably aren't being paid should be playing 7 overtime games. But no, at the NFL, right. At the NFL level, I mean, you're getting paid. I didn't hear that, so I don't know if that was part of the conversation. But
yeah, well, anyway, it was just one of the minor things I wanted to talk about. Two more things, real quick, though. What does Tom Brady have to prove from this point forward for people to say, this guy is the best quarterback of all time? Is there anything else that he needs to do besides win another Super Bowl?
I honestly think we're past that. I really do. I don't even hear anybody discussing that anymore. I mean, it seems to me that we've now moved to the point where if you want to, you can pose the question, is he the greatest football player of all time, period, regardless of position.
Right.
Although I'm almost to the point where I think most people are now just granting him that too. So if we're granting him that too, which I am, by the way, and it was always Jim Brown for me, but if we're granting him that too, then we're moving to the next step, which is he the greatest team sport athlete of all time? And I think we may be heading to the answer being yes.
Yeah. Well, one more question. I'll take this comment off the air. And this is in no way a comparison of Trevor Lawrence and Tom Brady, but could you discuss, in your opinion, what the similarities in the two are off the air?
All right, Todd. Thank you. Appreciate the call. No. I think Trevor Lawrence is a ridiculous talent who may do all these type of things down the road. But I'm not comparing anybody to Tom Brady in any way, shape, or form because nobody does and nobody ever will. I think he's setting the bar so high no one will ever sniff any of it. And I'm not sure any quarterback who's playing will ever win 3 Super Bowls again, let alone do what Brady's doing. I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence is a remarkable talent. I think he's quite a different player too. First of all, Brady is bigger than people think, but Trevor Lawrence is, you know, is 6'5", 6'6", has really tremendous arm strength and skill as a passer, but is just in the infancy of his career. And I don't see a lot. I will say this. I think if there's a comparison to be made, it may be in that the moment is never too big for Brady, and the moment clearly, even at this young stage of his career, is never too big for Trevor Lawrence. It was never too big. Do you remember I coined the term, Ramona, when Deshaun Watson was here, venue proof? It was never too big for Deshaun Watson either. I considered him venue proof. Venue proof's a big deal. Deshaun Watson was venue proof. Trevor Lawrence appears venue proof. And those two guys, they got there the same way in terms of there was never a moment or an environment that was too big for either one of them. Although I think that their makeup is different. You know, they eventually reach the same point, but how they get there is different. Like Deshaun just seems like he's like pulseless. You know, that no venue was too big for him. He was pulseless. Whereas Trevor seems to have a unique view of the world that defines who he is. And his view of the world is that football's not the biggest thing in his life. So if he loses, well, he still has God. He still has religion. He still has his faith. He still has other things to him that are more important in his life. And so the balance that he has as a person enables the moments to be small, even when they're huge. You know, even when they're playing Alabama, because he basically believes that, hey, look, if the worst happens, he's still going to be the same person. He's still going to have all those other things. It's still just a football game. And I don't know how many times he said football is not the most important thing in his life. Now, can you ever reach these incredible pro heights if football is not the most important thing in your life? I don't know. Only time will tell. Here's the thing. We have quarterbacks right now playing the National Football League who are going to set records that may never be touched. Or maybe the game will just keep moving in the same direction it is. But I think all these existing passing records, even the records, some of the records that Brady holds, I think all of these records will be shattered by this generation of quarterbacks. I mean, you look at Patrick Mahomes right now and where he is and what he's going to do statistically in his career based on the way the rules are and the way the game is played right now. I mean, he's going to put up numbers that I don't think anyone will ever touch. But is he going to have the numbers that really matter? And that's the Super Bowl numbers. That's what remains to be seen. Let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Nobody does it like they do. They're just incredible. Absolutely incredible. They're the home. Who was it, Ramona, who wrote me the other day and said, well, I finally got the Anderson Krispy Kreme and had the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, that it was exactly what you said it was going to be. It's the best donut ever. I mean, just think about the absurdity of how great it is to combine cheesecake with a donut. You just can't get better than that. That is Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg. Ramona loves the Oreo cookie donut. I'm still not sure I tried that. They also, listen, three times a day, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press. Three times a day. You know, you can actually have it sent to you, the notice. Go see the Reese family. And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? Call them, tell them I sent you, they'll help you. Quick break.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
This Tuesday, the Tigers hit the road and travel to Tallahassee to take on Leonard Hamilton's Florida State Seminoles in this key ACC matchup in hopes of bringing home a victory.
Pre-game starts at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Calling all commercial business owners, managers, and operators. Crute LED, an awarded Duke Energy trade ally, can help you save money on your lighting project. Our exclusive products are certified and warrantied for 5 years. Whatever your need, Crute has the right product for a simple and easy conversion to LED. Crute LED will verify your eligibility, calculate and award your Duke Energy rebate up front. Call us at 864-401-8156. Email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info on our exclusive products.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local with First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
ACD Sports in Eastleigh says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. Our Clemson fan shop on Highway 123 in Eastleigh is loaded with a huge variety of national championship t-shirts, caps, magnets, flags, drinkware, license plates, and everything you need to show that pride and love for our national champion, Clemson Tigers. Visit our store and see our selection before you buy online. Buy local right here with Clemson fans like you. The Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Eastleigh on Highway 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center.
Doesn't miss a thing you got.